Thank you, Susan. Now I have something personal here. It's an obituary. Sylvia Pryor, the obituary is mostly written by Paul, with additional contributions by Peter Gibson. It was with great sadness that we were informed of the passing away of Sylvia in early November. Sylvia had been a listener, reader, and trustee over many years, before having to stand down due to ill health. It's a few years now since Sylvia was able to contribute new material to the Dorking News, but I'm sure her voice will be remembered fondly by many listeners. Some of my earliest personal memories were enjoying her reading of Barbara Eastwood's Letters from France, describing progress of renovation of a semi-derelict farm that her and her husband Harry bought in a rural part of France. Sylvia and the listener were transported to the French countryside. Sylvia also contributed her own articles, either self-composed or sourced from a national newspaper, or from the huge collection of books that lined the walls of her living room. Whatever the subject matter, they were always interesting and thought-provoking. Sylvia was also a stalwart of the Age Concern coffee mornings and afternoon teas. I would often sit with her there and reminisce about her time with the Dorking News or some other amusing topic. Sylvia originally lived in London, where she held quite a responsible administration position in one of the high courts. She left this life behind suddenly and brought her two young children to live with friends in Hebden Bridge to escape a difficult marital relationship. One of her first jobs was as a cleaner at the former Stansfield View Hospital. This was quite a come down from the dizzy heights of the London law courts, but she was happy to turn her hand to anything in order to provide for herself and her family. Eventually, she got more established in the area and moved into the house on Osborne Place, which was home for the rest of her life. Thankfully, she did reconcile onto more amicable terms with her former husband, and they kept in touch despite living separate lives. Her many friends in the town were aware that her health had deteriorated in the last few years, and she was less active than she would have liked to have been. I am delighted that she did make it to the Dorking News volunteer celebration in the summer, and she was on good form for the occasion. She leaves a son and a daughter to whom our thoughts and best wishes go at this difficult time. Sylvia's funeral was yesterday. I myself, who had known her from early on, first met her son, Robin, a few years ago. He's in the army, and he was there with his partner, and Kate, or Kath, she was there, Sylvia's daughter. She was very busy, may I say. But Sylvia was good. She was a wonderful member from the beginning, right at the start of the Dorking newspaper for Todmorden, with Rod Wainwright, Barbara Eastwood, Matt, Janie Rowntree and Jean Anker. I stepped in when Janie Rowntree died, and Sylvia was a good mentor to me. A wonderful lady which not many readers or listeners would know, unless they went to Age Concern coffee mornings or something like that. A lady we are sad that she's gone. Over to Christine.